AP News, I'm Mike Hempen. Residents along the Gulf states are taking advantage of rare snow in their cities.
Frigid temperatures engulfing Texas and other parts of the South all the way down to the Florida Panhandle.
So we are looking for a significant winter storm, potentially a historic winter storm for portions of these areas.
And National Weather Service meteorologist Mark Chouinard says the forecast calls for 4 to 6 inches of snow.
Wouldn't necessarily be the most they've seen, but it would be. It's a very rare event to see totals like that.
Meanwhile, people in the northern plains to Maine are experiencing bitterly cold weather as an Arctic air mass caused temperatures to plunge well below normal values.
The cold air is spreading across much of the country, pretty much anywhere from the Rockies and points eastward, seeing the well below normal temperatures, and it's going to continue for the next couple days.
I'm Julie Walker.
Southern California is again dealing with dangerous winds. Two new wildfires have started, while two major wildfires are still burning. The National Weather Service says windy conditions are expected into Thursday. Canada's outgoing prime minister and the leader of the country's oil-rich province of Alberta are confident Canada can avoid the 25% tariffs President Trump says he'll impose on Canada and Mexico on February 1st. They argue that Canada is the energy superpower that has the oil and critical minerals that America needs to feed what Trump says will be a booming U.S. economy. AP correspondent Ed Donahue reports on pardons for Capitol rioters.
President Donald Trump has been busy signing executive orders in the first hours of his term. Covered across his desk were executive orders.
So this is a big one.
That executive order was about the Capitol riot.
So this is January 6th. These are the hostages, approximately 1,500 for a pardon.
Ed Donahue, Washington.
This is AP News. Some states are suing the Trump administration.
New Jersey and more than a dozen other states are challenging President Donald Trump's executive order ending the constitutional guarantee of birthright citizenship.
Presidents in this country have broad powers, but they are not kings.
New Jersey Democratic Attorney General Matt Platkin.
The executive order renders many children born on American soil without citizenship, creating for the first time a class of American-born children whose health and well-being are threatened by their own government.
Trump's order would end the policy of automatically granting citizenship to people born in the United States. That's a move he said on the campaign trail he would do once he was in office. Platkin and immigrants' rights groups point to the 14th Amendment of the Constitution. It says people born in the U.S. and subject to its jurisdiction are citizens, saying it's clear that it applies to people whose parents were not legally citizens at the time of their birth. I'm Hayapanjwani.
I'm Mike Hempen, AP News.